Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Big day. Big day for the kid. And a big day for the team. In fact, I think there's many ways you can look at this as a bigger win for the team, certainly, than it is for Roman Anthony. And that's all things considered. He's signing an 8-year deal worth $130 million, potentially more than that if he hits some pretty tough escalators, let's be honest here. And we can look at this contract and get into the weeds with it a little bit. We'll probably do that with Smith. Him and Cotillo and McAdam were all tweeting about it last night. And there are some very difficult incentives and escalators that he would have to get to max out this contract. I don't think there's any chance in hell that he could do this. I don't think Willie Stargell in his prime could hit these things. You know what I mean? It's just, it's like, you know, Willie Mays couldn't hit these incentives. And that's fine. I mean, listen, it's a contract. It's a contract for a 21-year-old, and they were operating in good faith, I thought. And then I read Alex Speer. And I don't think any of this is bad faith, let me just say. But there is a little bit of an underhandedness to it that I want to read to you here from Alex Speer in the Boston Globe today. It says, Craig Breslow's name illuminated the cell phone screen of Mark Rogers on Sunday afternoon. Mark Rogers is the agent for Roman Anthony. He immediately imagined an array of misfortunes that could have befallen his client. After all, when Anthony and the Red Sox tabled conversations about a long-term deal at the end of spring training, Anthony's team at Frontline Athlete Management suggested that they did not want to renew conversations until after the season. Okay. I follow. They already talked. They had opened the conversation back in the spring, and then at the end of spring training, couldn't come to an agreement. The agent said, we don't want to talk about this again until the end of the year. Let's not make this a distraction. Let's just have a great season, and we'll talk to you in the fall. And the Red Sox said, fine. And then, just a couple of weeks, not even, after a disappointing trade deadline, it caught Rogers off guard, Speer goes on to write, when Breslow informed the agent that he had just sent a new contract proposal to both Rogers and to Roman Anthony. Had Breslow only sent it to Rogers, the agent might have stiff-armed the request. You think? You think the agent might have said, hey, no, don't send this to the player, my 21-year-old player. How about you send it to me, the agent, and I'll handle this? You know what I mean? Like, that I think probably would have happened. Yes, he probably would have stiff-armed the request, I think is probably true. But Anthony, who had been alerted Sunday morning by Red Sox principal owner and owner of the Globe, John Henry, that the team was preparing to make him another offer. So hold on, time out. Okay, so not only did Breslow send the contract proposal to the player, but prior to that, the owner of the team told the player, hey, by the way, we're going to make you an offer today. So Anthony opened the email, saw the offer from Breslow, already knew about it from John Henry, and told his agent, hey, look at this offer. I want to sign this. Let's make this happen. There had been a considerable gap in talks between the sides in spring training, Speer went on to say. Though the distance had narrowed over three offers by the Sox, the conversations never got close enough to a deal to produce true back and forth about a framework. There was no enmity. The main goal of a long-term deal had been the same, Anthony said, but there had been comfort in the fact that Anthony would direct all his attention to the field this year.
I'm going to make him an offer again.
Yes, Don Corleone. John Corleone. Can we call John Henry John Corleone from now on?
I'm going to make you an offer I can't refuse.
I don't do a very good John
Henry. That was not a good Don Corleone. Or a good John Henry.
No.
But that's okay. You can work
neither.
On it. You can work on it. Bring it back to the air next time. We have a Godfather reference. Anthony, of the team's efforts to renew talks, said, I was a little bit surprised. I don't think you ever expect something like that. But for me, it was the excitement seeing what it was, knowing how I value myself, and seeing that initial offer. I could say, wow, this is exciting. It was exciting that we were trending in the right direction. You know what this kind of sounds like? You ever watch one of those old movies about like a singer in the 60s? Like some kid who was just singing on the street corner with his buddies, and then Berry Gordy shows up or something, you know, some guy from a record label, and he's like, hey, kid, I really like your sound. I'm going to pay you $100, and you just sign over the rights to all the recordings you ever make in your entire life, and I'll give you $100 right now, and it'll be the best thing ever. And the parents are inside, and they're like, hey, who are you talking to? And the parents here are like the agent. They're like, hey, who's that guy out there? And he says, he's going to pay me $100 for all my songs or whatever, you know, like that kind of thing. That's what this sort of sounds like. You don't email the player. You know, that's not how it works. You don't do that. You don't send the. You don't go up to a player, especially not a young kid. But you could only do it to a young kid. What do you think if John Henry walked up to Trevor Story and said, "Hey, we're going to offer you a contract. Keep an eye out on your email today." What do you think Trevor Story would say? Trevor Story would say, "Thanks, John." Weird that you're telling me this, but my agent handles all that stuff. You know, my agent, who, whatever. I mean, you know, there's all sorts of agents out there who would have been mortified that the team was talking to the player directly like this about a contract. All that being said, smart move by the Red Sox. I'll tell you what, they have gotten very good at this, have they not? They have gotten very good at sort of figuring out a way to save on the back end when it comes to some of these guys. And listen, it's all a gamble. I'm not going to say that they 100% made out here, because I don't know what kind of career Roman Anthony's going to have, and neither do you, and neither does anybody else. Same with Christian Campbell, same with Brian Baio, same with all the guys who got Sadon Rafael, every one of these guys who got extensions. They're all gambles. They're all risks. But in valuing your prospects, and a guy like Roman Anthony, who was a number one overall prospect in the entire league, so that's a little bit different, I would say, than your Rafaelas and you know, Brian Baio's of the world. But when it comes to a guy like that, you have to be proactive. And not only that, I think that there was a real, and I think it stemmed right here at this station. I think when Craig Breslow called into the Greg Hill Show when they were over, I forget the name of the place that they were at, so forgive me, but when they were out at
Tipsy Seagull?
It wasn't the Tipsy Seagull. I said that, and then it ended up being something else. So I apologies for where the name of the place. But it wasn't the Tipsy Seagull. They moved it somewhere else. So when he was there and Craig Breslow called in and got booed by that crowd, I think that spurned this action. I'm not even kidding. I don't think that they were against the idea of extending Roman Anthony. But I think Craig Breslow and, by extension, John Henry got together and said, you know what? We just had a bad trade deadline.
Guys, Craig Breslow, the chief baseball officer of the Boston Red Sox.
I mean, that was decisive. It's not often you get a chance to tell a guy like Craig Breslow exactly what you're thinking and how you feel about, you know, like it's rare you get a chance to do that. It's rare you get that type of town hall, open forum opportunity to do so. That was, I thought, pretty interesting. And then what, a couple weeks later? I know the Red Sox won a bunch of games, and that probably helped too. But then a couple of weeks later, we have this announcement, hey, we're extending Roman Anthony. And Roman Anthony took it. Now, for anyone who wants to say that Roman Anthony got a little snookered here, I don't think that that's true. I think that he is a young kid, sure, but he's aware of what people in the majors make. I don't, you know, he has an agent. He's talked about it before. He's had conversations like that. I think Roman Anthony, as much as he may have been dazzled by the dollar signs there, he probably also looked at it and looked at a guy like Christian Campbell, who was offered a contract, took it, and then got sent down to Worcester. Or looked at a guy like Marcelo Meyer. The three of them were supposed to be, you know, the three wise men, basically, for this team. They were supposed to take over, be the future of this team. Campbell's in the minors, and Meyer's out with a wrist injury. A couple of days ago, Anthony missed a couple of games with back tightness. Anthony's not been here that long. Roman Anthony has not been a big leaguer all that long. And I think that the Red Sox are smart to be looking at ways to try and maximize on maybe his naivete, if that's the right word. Like, you know, to maximize on that, on the fact that he's young, on the fact that kids his age who are arbitration under team control for 6-7 years oftentimes don't end up getting contracts like this. It's just it's very rare. And rather than go through arbitration and try and nickel and dime them like they did with, you know, Duran, and like they're surely going to do with all these other guys, they made a commitment. And I think they should be applauded for that. I do.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
And if you think Roman Anthony wasn't smart to sign it, you might be right. You might be right about that. Now, he won't be an actual free agent and able to sign like a Juan Soto-type contract until, you know, 2 years later. And that's a decision that he made. That's something he's going to have to live with when it comes time. It's easy to sort of, when you're 21 in particular, think that being 28 or 29 is a million miles away. You know, I'm never going to be 28, 29. Pff, come on. that's decades from now. I'm not going to have to worry about that until now. I want to get paid right now. I get that. Absolutely, I get that. That being said, the Red Sox, if Roman Anthony continues to play well, the Red Sox in a couple of years are going to be getting one of the biggest bargains in Major League Baseball. Really, I think that's true. You're going to be getting that kind of production for under $17 million a year. That's what it nets out to right now. If he doesn't hit a single incentive, and some of those incentives are going to be hard to get. I think he'll probably hit some of them, but if he doesn't hit a single one, then it's like under $17 million a year.
Yeah, yesterday. Those incentives include this year Rookie of the Year, but also MVP, where if he hits every single one, that's going to top out to $230 million, which even if it gets to that, it's still a pretty cheap deal for someone who, at least projections-wise, what Roman Anthony could be, is a pretty fair deal.
Yeah, I agree. And, you know, I mean, listen, if Roman Anthony wanted to hold out for more money, he certainly could have. He could have said, no, I'm going to wait till the end of the year, and then I'm going to talk with my agent, and we're probably not even really ready to have this conversation for a while anyway. We'll go through the normal thing. Maybe we'll sign something else for a shorter term or whatever, not 8 years, and then that way I can reconvene with everybody. He's under team control for, what, 6 years anyway? So, like, you know, it would have been for him really betting on himself, having to play for well under what he's worth, and then having the chance to cash in sooner at a much bigger payday as opposed to now. He'll be getting paid a good amount. I mean, it's not like it's nothing, but under $17 million, assuming he doesn't, you know, win MVP 8 straight years, which I don't think he's going to do. As much as I like the kid, I think that one's a little lofty. You know what I mean? But, like, that's kind of where we are. And just to say this, I mean, you look at a deal like this, you look at a situation like this, it's rare that these kind of deals get offered to players, rookies who have only been in the league for a couple of months, not even. And I think that made it a bold move by the Red Sox. I think it made it a shrewd move by the Red Sox. I think Roman Anthony, it's his decision. He's, you know, he's an adult and he's got his family, and it's not like he's some, you know, poor kid that they plucked from some country somewhere who doesn't speak the language and doesn't know what's going on. He's here, he lives here, and, you know, he's got family and friends and an agent and all that stuff. So, you know, like, I don't think anybody had the wool pulled over their eyes here. The agent may be a little annoyed. If I'm the agent, I'm probably a little annoyed that they circumvented me and went right to the player. Except they didn't really, because they also emailed the agent. But, you know, that was the one thing that if you wanted to take issue with any of it, feel bad for the agent, feel bad for this guy, but you know, you do that at your own risk. I don't really feel bad for these agents. They do just fine, and he'll be just fine too. And all in all, I think everybody kind of wins here. I think everybody wins here. The Red Sox win the most. Red Sox win the most by far, assuming that Roman Anthony continues to play at a high level and that he plays at an all-star level and that you have this young all-star caliber outfielder here under team control for 8 years, and you know, the most he can max out at, I think, realistically, is like 2023. If he really gets them all, then you're talking about like $30 million, but that's obviously not going to happen. So that's what I think. I mean, honestly, at the end of all this, when you cut it all down, this is a very, very good move for the Red Sox. And I think for Roman Anthony, listen, he came out and said all the right things after signing this deal. He came out and said, I love it here. I love this organization. I love this city. I want to be here. I want to make a statement that this is the place for me and this is where I want to be. And he jumped at this deal, jumped at it. So I think that, you know, you have a good match. You have a good deal for the team. You have something that the player's happy with for now. And we'll see in a couple of years if he's still happy with it or if he goes to his agent and says, you know what, I feel like I'm getting underpaid. I feel like we should do something about this. Why don't you go back in there and negotiate? And whoever the GM at that time at the Red Sox is, maybe it's still Breslow. Who knows? The way that John Henry operates, probably not. Everybody only gets like 3, 4, 5 years max. And this is an 8-year deal. So we'll see.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.